Ni hao.
How are you?
I like to say ni howdy. Texas. It is good to be with you today. Our church learned a valuable lesson this week. Because the roof in our building is falling down. And so we had to move our service today into our gym. And it was great because we were reminded that the church isn't about a building. Church is about the people. And we have beautiful people in our church. It was really a great service today. And it's good to be in front of so many beautiful people right now. All of the women are named May. Is that right? I've learned that word. It means beautiful. I tell this to Pastor Chu often. It is a blessing for our church to have you meeting here. So you have been a blessing to our church family. So I want to, from the pastors and elders, I want to say thank you for worshiping here, because we know you pray for us. And it is a beautiful partnership. So you are a blessing to us. And speaking of blessings, it is a blessing to study God's Word. And so I was blessed this week to study the passage Pastor Chu suggested I study. And so I'm happy to be here to share that with you. And for the students who are eager to go back to school,
所以那些青少年哈,你们还渴望回去学校,
I have a thought for your parents. We may be sending your parents back to school also. So we'll see how eager they are. Go with you. Let me pray to open us as we get into God's Word. Father, thank you today for your Word. Thank you for this challenge Jesus gives us to pray. Thank you that you are a God who wants to preserve His honor. Thank you that you are a God who is eager to answer. So as we go into your word, would you open our hearts and our minds? We pray that your Holy Spirit would teach us and lead us as our counselor. In Jesus' name, amen. Our group was in the airport in Tbilisi, Georgia. And we were about to get on the last plane out of the country when we heard two loud crashes outside. It sounded like maybe a bus crash or an automobile accident. But we learned that the Russian army had just bombed an airbase right near our airport. So an announcement came on the loudspeaker saying that all flights were canceled. And so I was responsible for five college students. And we were supposed to go from the airport to the U.S. Embassy. To get on a bus and leave the country. This happened in August of 2008, 4 years ago.
4年前, 就是8月, 8月, 2008年,
Georgia is a very small country in the Caucasus Mountain area. It was a former Russian state. And they were fighting over land in Georgia. And so it was actually during the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in Beijing, they began to fight. And so we were trapped, and we didn't know how we would get out of the country. None of us spoke Georgian. And none of us spoke Russian. So we were in trouble. So we began to pray. The students and me began to pray and ask God to help us get out of this situation. While one of the students was praying, actually my brother-in-law Preston was praying. Another announcement came on the loudspeaker. And it said the flights are now going to resume. So I always ask Preston to pray for me because he has powerful prayers. That's an extreme example of God answering a prayer that has happened in my life. Maybe you have had some experiences like that where you pray and immediately you get an answer.
But
God doesn't always work like that. Sometimes it takes years and years and years before you see your prayers answered.
对,可是有的时候神也不是这样子动工,有的时候我们要祷告很久很久,很多年时才会动工。
But what we will look at today in Luke chapter 11 is the fact that we do have a God who is eager to answer our prayers.
可是我们今天要看这个路加福音第十一章,我们就知道我们这个神是真的渴慕应允我们祷告的那位神。
So let's turn to our Bibles to Luke chapter 11.
好,我们就有圣经的,就请你翻到这个路加福音第十一章。
And we will look at verses 1 through 13. Let's read it and then we'll go back and look at some points. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples.
第一节,耶稣在一个地方祷告,祷告完了,有个门徒对他说,求主教导我们祷告,像约翰教导他的门徒。
And he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
耶稣说,你们祷告的时候要说,
Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation.
我们在天上的父,愿人都尊你的名为圣,愿你的国降临,旨意行在地上,如同行在天上。
And he said to them, Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves?
耶稣又说,
For a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs.
我告诉你们,虽不因他是朋友起来给他,但因他情辞迫切的直求,就必起来照他所需用的给他。
And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened.
我又告诉你们,你们祈求就给你们,寻找就寻见,叩门就给你们开门。 因为凡祈求的就得着,寻找的就寻见,叩门的就给他开门。
What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion?
你们中间做父亲的, 谁有儿子求饼, 反而给他石头呢? 求鱼反拿蛇给鱼当, 给他, 拿蛇当鱼给他呢?
If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗?
Okay, let's go back to the top and look at some things. Before we do, I want to say a special thank you to Pastor David and to Nancy, because I was ready to preach this sermon and I was going to call it Persistent Prayer.
我们待会儿要从头再开始看哈，可是看之前我想跟大家讲一下，我本来这个讲到的这个题目本来不是这个题目，是讲说讲想讲很久祷告的这个题目。
Because that's normally how I have understood this passage.
因为本来我看这个，我就觉得好像是因为要很久祷告。
But God's word is living and active.
可是神的话真的是真实的，它随时都是真实的。
And I learned that my understanding may have been wrong.
然后我就发现，哎，我的想法可能有点错误。And
so I want to you to join me and see if we can try to understand this passage in a fresh way today.
然后我就邀请大家跟我一起来学习，看看我们今天看这段经文是不是有另外一种看见。Okay,
the first part, verses 1 through 4, we are very familiar with. This is commonly called the Lord's Prayer.
所以我们看看这个一到四节，我们大概都知道哈，这就是我们最熟悉的这个主导文。
Jesus probably taught this prayer on multiple occasions.
我们大家也知道，这个耶稣常常的在跟大家讲这个主导文。
Because Matthew records this prayer in Matthew 6, but he records it a little bit differently.
然后在马太福音，他也第六章也有提到，有稍微有一点点不一样。
So it's probable Jesus taught this teaching several different times.
所以我们可以看见，真的耶稣曾经在许多门徒当中讲这个主导文。
But there's some very important points to bring up, and so we'll look at those. The first point is, Jesus emphasizes our relationship with God.
然后有许多地方我们可能要注意的地方，就是他很重要的，就是他强调我们跟他的关系。
When he teaches his disciples to pray, he tells them to use the word Father.
他教他的门徒祷告的时候，他要他叫这个天父，讲父亲。
This is a new teaching for the disciples to understand.
所以对这些门徒来讲，这个是蛮新的一个观念。
A Jewish follower of Yahweh would never call God Father.
那些犹太人，他们跟着这个神的人，他们不会叫神是我的父亲。
In fact, that's why they wanted to kill Jesus, because he claimed to be the Son.
所以那也是为什么那些犹太人他们想要杀死耶稣，因为他们听到耶稣说他自己是神的儿子。
So Jesus is pointing out our relationship is different because of our connection to him.
可是耶稣要强调我们跟他的关系是不一样的。
What he has done on the cross, who Jesus is and what he has done on the cross changes everything.
就是因为主耶稣在十字架所成就的，把这些东西都转换过来了。
We are now sons and daughters of the living God.
我们现在是这个活生生的神的儿女。
And he wanted his disciples to know that.
他也要他的门徒能够清楚明白的这一点。The
second thing he points out in this prayer is that God is holy.
然后第二点他要提到就是我们的神是圣洁的神。When
he says, hallowed be your name, he's really talking about God's reputation.
然后他那里虽然说愿人都尊你的名为圣，其实他要提醒大家说神是圣洁的。And
his reputation among people, his holiness.
然后他的名在全地当中都是圣洁的。
And so we'll talk more about this, this thought of honor and versus shame. And so Jesus is saying, God is holy and he will defend his name and his reputation.
所以我们等一下还会再深入讲这个什么叫做圣洁，就是说神为了要维护他这个圣洁的这个名誉，等一下我会再多解释一些。
And the third thing Jesus points out in the Lord's Prayer is God's provision. I call these the three P's.
这个第三个地方就是要讲说神会供应我们所需要的。
He asks us to pray for provision, food, for pardon, forgiveness, and for protection. from temptation.
然后英文是三个P，就是他给我们这个一个是食物上的这个，一个是赦免，然后还有一个是保护。
So he tells them this prayer as a template or a model prayer for them to use.
所以这个对他们来讲是一个蛮好的这个规范的这个祷告。
Then he follows up with the parable.
然后后来他下面就来讲了一个比喻。
And we're familiar with parables. Jesus is the style of teaching Jesus used often.
耶稣常常喜欢用比喻来教导他的门徒。
And this is where I got in trouble this week when I got into this part.
这个比喻就是我今天我在准备这个奖章的时候，哎，我就好像有一点，有点困难。困难？Yeah.
Trouble?
Yes.
And I'm happy to be with you today because I will ask you some questions and maybe you can help me because I think the problem I was getting into is cultural.
所以我就想说今天跟大家在一起，我真的很荣幸，因为也许你们可以帮助我一点点。我想这个可能是这文化上的一些差异。So
let's look at this story. Jesus then begins to tell a story of two friends.
然后耶稣就在讲有两个朋友。And
he tells a story of a friend who has a visitor arrive.
然后这个朋友他有另外一个朋友来拜访他。And
he isn't prepared for him. He doesn't have food for this visitor.
可是他没有准备啊，他没有东西要给这个朋友。
So he goes to his neighbor to get some help.
然后他就去邻居那边找点帮忙。
And Jesus is comparing the neighbor to our Heavenly Father.
然后耶稣就用这个邻居来跟我们的这个神来做相比。
And how I always understood this passage is the neighbor knocking on the door is the one I'm supposed to model my life after. Be persistent. Keep knocking on the door.
然后我自己我学的，我觉得就是好像就像那个邻居一直在这边叩门叩门。我觉得我自己是那个在叩门的那个邻居。But
what I learned is that's not really what Jesus is teaching about.
然后后来我再深入一点，我发现说其实耶稣不是这样子教导。And
it has to do with one word in verse 8.
然后我就看到这个第八节的有一句话。
And I'm curious how it's translated in Chinese, but in English, it is often translated this way. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence or impudence. So because he's persistent in knocking on the door, that is why God answers our prayers, because he keeps on knocking.
就是因为我们不住的祷告，我们很久的祷告，这样子一直求，一直求，一直求。It's
a misinterpretation of the word.
然后后来我才发现说，其实这个意思我们都把它翻错了。In
the Greek language, it actually means shame because of his shamefulness.
这个在希腊文里面，其实它讲的是这个羞辱那个字。So
how does that change the meaning of the parable if rather than persistence, it really means the neighbor inside wants to avoid shame. So he will get up and answer the door. So here's my problem. What is the word again?
困难。
Here's my problem. As an American, we don't understand honor and shame. We understand innocence and guilt. So, for example, in our culture, it's a terrible thing to tell a lie.
所以在我们的文化当中，我们这个撒个谎是很糟糕的事。That's
just wrong. You're wrong. You cannot lie. We teach our children, do not lie. Whatever you do, tell the truth. Do not lie.
我们跟我们的小朋友教导小朋友儿童的时候，我们说你千万千万不能撒谎，做什么事情绝对不能撒谎。But
it's understandable in some cultures, it may be appropriate to protect the family's honor, and so you might maybe not lie, but just not tell the whole truth.
所以就是说有些文化哈，就是觉得好像说有些东西，你就不是说撒谎，而是不把这个真相完完全全的讲清楚。
So as an American, as I look at this passage in verse 8,
所以我就在看这个第八节的时候,
I want it to mean persistent prayer because I understand that.
因为我个人来讲，我了解就是这种恒久、这种持续的祷告。
But I'm now wrestling with this concept of protecting my honor or preserving or not bringing shame on my family.
然后后来我才发现说，原来从希腊文看到，原来是要维护我的名誉。
So I want to ask you to help me. Is this a big issue in Asian culture, this thought of preserving your honor? Alright, good. You should come preach this then. So here's the situation. We have a misinterpretation of the word, and we apply it to the wrong person. We're applying it to the man outside, knocking on the door, when really it should be applied to the sleeper in the bed.
对，所以我们这边就有两个情况，就是我们这个词句也翻错了，然后我们把人也用错了。其实我们把它一直觉得说是外面那个敲门的，其实是里面这个。Does
this make sense?
这样大家懂了哈。
To an American, it doesn't make much sense because we don't understand the man's desire to protect his honor. But in Middle Eastern culture, in ancient Near East culture, where Jesus is telling the story, they understand this concept of honor and shame. So here's really the truth that Jesus is teaching. Your heavenly Father is more eager to answer your prayers than the neighbor who is willing to get out of bed even if you go knock on his door at midnight.
所以我这里的真理就是我们的父亲，我们的天父其实比那位要维护他面子的那位邻居还更要维护他自己的名誉。
So this teaching is not about me and how hard I work and how persistently I pray. It's really more about the character of our God. And what an awesome and loving God we have. We have a God who loves us so much, He's eager to answer our prayer.
他就是因为爱我们爱的这个样子，所以他真的是很渴慕来应允我们的祷告。
And that makes the rest of this passage make so much more sense.
所以当我这个地方我懂了以后，后面看下来我就了解了。
Once we understand this, this word in verse 8, it makes verses 9 through 13 really make sense.
所以我们第八节，我们这样子了解以后，9到13节就非常的清楚了。
Because he tells his disciples to ask, seek, and knock. Much like the neighbor is coming to ask and seek and knock.
所以他这里就是教导我们要祈求，要寻求，而且要叩门，就像那个邻居一样，祈求、寻求、叩门。
And then he compares God to the neighbor who gets out of bed, or a father who gives a good gift to his children.
所以他就把我们的天父比喻成那个就是从睡梦中起来的那一位。
Look, we'll skip down to verse 13. Where Jesus says, he's comparing the two, the heavenly father and the earthly father. And he says, if you then, who are evil, earthly fathers who are sinful and evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the heavenly father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
然后他这里就讲说，我们这个在地上的父亲哈，我们每个人都有罪性，对不对？然后我们虽然不好，而且我们知道拿好东西给我们的孩子，更何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Because God will preserve His honor, He is eager to answer our prayers.
可是神就是要维护他的这个圣洁的名誉，所以他渴
God is eager to answer our prayers. Now, I want to also talk about this next point. Why did Jesus mention the Holy Spirit? Why will God give the Holy Spirit? What is the significance of that in this parable? We have to remember this is before Pentecost, and God hasn't sent the Holy Spirit to dwell inside of us yet. So the greatest gift God's people could get at that time was the Holy Spirit. They didn't have access to the Holy Spirit like we do today. So Jesus is saying, God, our Father, our Heavenly Father, wants to give you good things, even the best thing you could possibly imagine, the Holy Spirit. So we have a distinctive prayer to pray in the Lord's Prayer, verses 1 through
4.
We see that our God is eager to answer our prayers through in the parable of the two neighbors. And we get a promise from Jesus that he definitely will answer our prayers. And he answers our prayers by giving us truly good gifts. And that oftentimes doesn't mean we get what we ask for. And as an earthly father, I get to practice this with my children all the time. I don't always give them what they ask for. But my wife and I try to give them the best, good things, much like you do as a parent. We have a God who is eager to answer. We have a God who is eager to answer. Does this make sense? This thought of God will preserve his honor or keep from or will avoid shame, and that's the God we have. I hope so, because I was very confused this week as I was studying this passage and wrestling with the Word of God. So my prayer this morning and today was that I would be able to communicate clearly what I feel like Jesus is teaching in his word. And here's what it has done for me this week. As I've discovered, Jesus isn't teaching about my persistent prayer, he's teaching about the nature of God. It has caused me to relax. Take a deep breath. And remember God's grace. God is much more interested in his grace to me than he is in my works for him. And we sang about this. Thank you, worship team. We think about the cross. What more could we possibly add to the cross and God's grace for us? So I pray for you that you would be able to relax, rest in God's grace. Don't put so much pressure on yourself to pray and pray and pray and pray the right way, but pray and trust God's grace. I have three examples I want to share also about prayer, answered prayer, and our God who is eager to answer. And initially I was going to present these under persistent prayer, but they apply for to show that God is eager to answer also. One is a personal story, one is a national story, and one is a local story.
我是要把它来当作这个恒久祷告的那个例子，可是我发现现在还是可以应用到我今天讲的主题。
I hope you're encouraged. The first one is about my friend. His name is Chad Walagura. This was my roommate at Texas A&M.
就是我在 Texas A&M 我念书的时候一个室友。
Woo! When we were in high school, he had an accident and is paralyzed now.
然后他在高中的时候，他因为有一个意外事件，结果他这个就是瘫痪了。
He dove into a swimming pool and hit his head on the bottom of the.
所以他就跳水，跳到这个游泳池的池底，所以他就瘫痪了。And
I've been praying for my friend Chad to become a Christian for 20 years.
我已经为他祷告了，这个朋友祷告了二十多年。And
he hasn't really wanted anything to do with God ever.
可是他真的对神好像没有什么兴趣。So
this. Man who is broken physically has never been broken spiritually. Very proud, very not interested in God. He can, even though he's paralyzed, he's a very smart man, very creative man, and a hard worker, so he didn't really ever see a need for God.
所以其实他虽然瘫痪，可是他自己他是很聪明，而且就常常引以为傲，他也很有创造力。But
God's grace is working in Chad's life.
可是神的恩典真的是在他身上就动工了。I
spoke to him just yesterday, and he asked me if I would baptize him.
就我昨天跟他谈，他居然问我说，我可不可以为他受洗？He
began to read the Bible, and God's word is powerfully changing his life. So it's a great answer prayer for me about my friend. And I hope you're encouraged. I know many of you are praying for your family members, your friends, and it seems like they are hard. No answers. God is eager to answer. We'll be patient and wait and keep praying.
所以我就是要用这个例子来鼓励大家，好，相信在座的很多人也是都为家里祷告，为朋友祷告，然后好像神都没有动工，可是神真的是他愿意动工，他一定会动工。We
have a God who is eager to answer.
我们有这个他渴慕来应允我们祷告的神。The
second story is about the country of Albania. Many of you may know where Albania is. It's in the Balkans region.
所以您可能听过这个国家阿尔巴尼亚，它是在这个希腊这边那旁边那个绿色的那个国家。Our
church has a partnership in Albania. A family from our church, two families from our church, have moved to the capital city of Tirana, Albania.
所以我们教会有跟他们一起在同工，然后有两个家庭已经搬去那个首都那边叫Tirana。And
God is doing a powerful work in this country right now.
神现在大大的在这个国家正在动工当中。
This is the only country in the world that was used to be a totally atheist country.
所以这个是全世界的这个唯一这个国家，他们以前都是无神论者。
Their former dictator, a guy named Hoxha, wrote it into their constitution. We are atheist country. They killed priests, monks, even Muslim imams. Killed them all.
他们以前有个那个独裁那个者，叫做恩维尔霍查，他就是写在他们的这个宪法里面，就是说我们绝对，我们是无神论者，所以他把这个所有的牧者全部都杀掉了。So
I want to read a quote from a book written by Campus Crusade for Christ, who have been working in Albania.
然后我就想跟大家讲一个这个引言，从那个学员传道会的一个主人，他写的一本书。
It's a great example of God's eagerness to answer prayers.
然后我就跟大家讲一个例子，就是神为什么他是一位真的渴慕应允我们祷告的神。
Ever since Enver Hoxha proclaimed the People's Republic of Albania, the first fully atheist nation, Christians around the globe began praying for God to pour out his mercy and kindness on this small, isolated country. These prayers are the only explanation for the unprecedented spiritual openness that visited Albania after the collapse of communism.
就想说这个恩维尔霍查哈，他自从建立这个阿尔巴尼亚人民共和国之后，这个他们这个很多很多的基督徒，我们全世界很多的基督徒就在为这个国家祷告，然后结果神因为应允这个祷告，他就把他的这个怜悯跟慈爱就放到这个人民的心的当中，然后哎，结果现在你就在他们这个国家当中，你就看到前所未见的这个属灵的大开放，他们现在就说虽然这个共产党已经瓦解了，可是他们现在这个属灵方面非常的开放。
And our church has been able to send trips there the last 3 years. And we've experienced this spiritual openness firsthand. Every year we send a team there, and college students who are Muslims trust in Jesus.
就我们每一年送这个我们学生还有我们的宣教士过去的时候，很多这个回教徒，哎，他们就
And so the prayers of God's people have opened this door for this country. Very much like the song we sang, the nations will turn back to God. And it's another great reminder to me that we have a God who is eager to answer. Now, this last example is for the students, but also for the mothers and fathers. It's a local example.
And I'm
wondering and praying if it may have some impact for North Houston Chinese Church. Last year, a small team, 4 people from our church, began to do ministry in a local apartment complex.
所以我们教会有四个人，他们去年就开始在这个这边的公寓就做了一些工作。
Holly Creek Apartments, if you know, we're in Panther Creek.
在Panther Creek那附近的一个公寓，他们在做一些事情。
We started to go in on Thursday afternoons and share Bible stories with the kids in that apartment complex.
然后每个礼拜四下午，我们就去做那种学，就是他们下课以后的一些活动。
And we did a partnership with the YMCA. They have an after-school program at the apartment complex, so we came in during their time and they let us teach the Bible.
And
we were using material, the curriculum from Child Evangelism Fellowship. They write the materials for children's ministry, so that's the materials we use to teach.
传气的那个他们的教材来教导他们。
So this summer, the director for the YMCA met the director for Child Evangelism Fellowship.
所以他们这两个组织的那个主任，他们就碰头了。
And they made an agreement.
然后他们就同意要做一件事。
They were so impressed with how the kids responded to the Bible stories at this one apartment complex that they are going to let Child Evangelism Fellowship go into 18 new schools right here in our area. To teach the Bible and do memory verses in these after-school programs. God is a God who is eager to answer prayer. Now the challenge for us, here's a great opportunity for us as the church in the Woodlands, all churches, we need to raise up teams of volunteers to send into these schools to share the Bible, to share the gospel with all these children. The school where my son goes and where Wayne's children goes is one of those 18 schools where we can get a team in.
然后我儿子还有这个朱伟弟兄他的小孩子去的那个学校也是其中的一个。
And maybe some of you already work at the school where your children go, maybe in the PTO or some way you're connected. Maybe God would use you to raise up a team to share the gospel with I would love to talk to you or talk to Pastor David if you're interested in that. Our church, I hope our church can raise up one or two or three teams to send in to these schools, because we know God is a God who's eager to answer our prayers, and He wants the nations and all of our neighbors to have a chance to hear the gospel. So,
我也很希望说，我们教会可能会派大概一队一到maybe三队的这个义工出去做这个事情。说，也许你们有兴趣的话，可以跟祝牧师或是跟我来联络，我们也许来可以从事这方面的事工。
Thank you, Nancy.
好，谢谢。
Thank you so much for letting me be with you. You are a blessing to me, to our church. It's always fun to be with you. Let me pray to close us and remind us, God is a God who is eager to answer.
谢谢大家，今天你成为我们的祝福。我们现在来一起祷告。
Father, thank you for this afternoon.
谢谢主耶稣给我们今天一个下午。
Thank you for your word.
谢谢您的话语。
Thank you for this great reminder from your word that you are a Father who loves us very much.
谢谢你借着今天的经文来提醒我们，你是一个爱我们的天父。
Thank you for this teaching by Jesus that you are a Father who is eager to answer.
谢谢你今天借着主耶稣的教导，让我们知道你是渴慕应允我们祷告的神。
Much more so even than a neighbor who is willing to get out of bed to save his reputation.
你真的是比这位半夜要起来维护他名誉的这个邻居还要更维护你名的那位神。
Thank you for North Houston Chinese Church and the blessing they are to us at Faith Bible Church.
谢谢主耶稣给这个北区华人，休斯顿华人教会在这里。
Continue to lead us in this partnership and continue to show us how we can work together to serve and reach this community for the sake of Jesus Christ.
请你真的是继续帮助我们能够彼此继续同工，而且真的是能够在这个社区真的是为主的名而来同工。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.